James Patterson is the world's best-selling author, best known for his many enduring fictional characters and series, including Alex Cross, The Women's Murder Club, Michael Bennett, Maximum Ride, Middle School, I, Funny, and Jackie Haha. He joins us this morning to discuss his latest, The Coast to Coast Murders. The new thriller tells of a baffling string of murders throughout the country, which leads Detective Garrett Dobbs and FBI agent Jessica Gimbel to the family of two Ivy League intellectuals who raise their adopted children in a traumatizing experimental environment. It is always a great deal of fun to welcome James Patterson back to the roundtable. Jim, thank you very much for being with us.
Always nice to hear your voice.
I'm at my round table, your round table.
That's right.
I work at a round table, so it's perfect. Perfect fit.
You are the world's best-selling author, the creator of Alex Cross, and give us an idea of how this particular project came about.
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, it's similar to my other books in terms of the pace. It's psychological suspense with kind of a capital P and a capital S. It features a very dysfunctional family, maybe even more dysfunctional than mine, and maybe some of the listeners. A brother and sister who, you know, love each other tremendously, want to help each other. And the brother is accused of murders on the West Coast. And it seems clear that he committed the murders, but, you know, hold on. And he and his sister meet along the way, and she tries to save him. And it's just a lot of ups and downs and twists and turns that I don't think anybody will see coming. And a little, I don't know, Stephen King-ish. If you like Stephen King fans, I know they're not supposed to like my books, but I almost guarantee they will like this one. But it's very fast-paced, and, you know, we'll see what people think.
All right. Explain that. Why are they not supposed to like your books? I don't understand that.
Well, we haven't been tight, Steve and I, over the years. More from him. I'm fine. I read his books.
Oh, okay. I get
whatever
you.
It is.
Oh, no, it's a personal thing. I thought you knew for a fact that your readers wouldn't read him, or he wouldn't read you.
I like everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is what it is. I have no control over it. But I do think that this book, as it is fast-paced, but it's a little denser, and the twists are big twists. My hope is always, whatever I do, that at the end of it, I'll go, I'm really glad I did it. And I did this with J.D. Barker, who we now have done a couple of books. We have another one that's finished that's going to come out next year. And it's also terrific. And we just sold it to the movies. That's called The Noise. But this one, The Coast to Coast Murders, I think will sell eventually, too, to the movies. But it's really good. And J.D.'s been a pleasure to work with.
So talk a little bit about the partnership. You will often write books with other authors. What is that process like, and what do you like about it?
What I like about it is I get to tell an awful lot of stories that I couldn't tell if I had to do all of them by myself. It just couldn't possibly happen. But, generally I will write a long outline. In terms of Coast to Coast Murders, I had this notion of this brother and sister, and one of them being on the East Coast, one of them being on the West Coast, and the brother is accused of some murders on the West Coast, and the two of them get together, and they're attracted to one another. They're not blood relatives. They were both adopted, so there could be romance, which I found kind of delicious, the idea of a brother and sister who could wind up together. And then J.D. had sent me a couple of his novels, which I thought were really terrific. And he was interested in working together. And so we did this one, and it's been a good partnership. We're actually, you know, working on our third novel together now. So far, so great.
So when you do that, but you're still, like, when you write an Alex Cross, you'll do that by yourself, right?
Yeah, right.
What is...
And then occasionally some other things.
And...
I have some... podcast now we're doing with Audible. So it really depends. Some of the kids' stuff I'll do, the kids' books by myself. So it varies.
I'm a fan of your work. Sometimes it's hard to keep track of all the stuff that's coming out. Yeah. So, but you like it that way, I assume.
I love it. I could never get writer's block. You know, in my office, as I look around the room, there are shelves that go all the way around the room, and there are 30-some manuscripts stacked around the room, and some scripts. We have a we're working on Alex Cross with Prime now.
Yeah.
So hopefully a series like the Bosch series, hopefully as good as that. We're working with CBS All Access on the book that I wrote, the nonfiction book, the House of Kennedys, and so there's some Hollywood stuff that's happening. And you know, whatever else, I have another book coming with President Clinton, another novel, next year. So that's a lot of fun.
Oh, the last one was a lot of fun. What was that process?
This one is even more fun. Maybe we'll get to talk about it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Later.
Yeah.
And next year. Yeah.
So, how many, do you know the number of novels that you've written? Is there a number that you have in your mind?
No, I have no idea.
Okay,
I'm not, weirdly, I remember going way back to SATs, actually my math SATs were higher, so I was okay, I was always really good at math, but I don't like to keep, the numbers don't interest me.
Well, that's interesting, yeah. But
I actually just finished an autobiography, which is, it's just all stories. Story after story after story, you know, which is also fun. We'll see when that comes out. But people who read it, you know, think actually the president and Hillary both read it and they were like raving. So that's kind of cool. It kept me sane during the beginning of the COVID thing. Because yeah. I was kind of, my wife would lock me in the office at 7 in the morning and let me out at 7 at night. And,
lock you, know, you in.
So. And, yeah, no, she does. It's locked now. I can't get out of here until 7.
Do you, and you wrote that.
Why I like the dysfunctional family in the Coast to Coast Murders, right?
I assume that you, when you are writing the autobiography, it's just you writing that.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, and not having
that
anybody
would,
else like. Well, it could be as told to, right? Yeah.
Sure. But yeah. No, that's every word is mine on that one.
So in Coast to Coast Murders, a detective and FBI agent join forces. This is what we think is an open and shut case, but then a whole bunch of new killings come and they go on this thrilling ride to try to figure it out. So tell us about Michael and Megan.
Well, Michael and Megan, the Fitzgerald family, they were kind of taken in by these two shrinks, Bart and Rose, on the East Coast, and raised by them, and sort of really messed up by them, and it's interesting when you have a couple of psychiatrists in the family, strange things can happen. One of the things, just skipping over to the autobiography, I used to work at a mental hospital, working my way through college at a mental hospital in Belmont, Mass. And when I was there, one of the patients was James Taylor, which was great in the sense that he wasn't famous yet.
Yeah.
But we used to go to the coffee shop, and twice a week he would just sit there and sing at the coffee shop. So you could sit like 10 feet from James Taylor and he'd be singing Fire and Rain and whatever. But his father, I think both of his parents were psychologists or psychiatrists, one at the University of North Carolina. And somehow James and also his brother and sister were also in McLean, Livingston and Kate. So I don't know, things can happen. Not that this book is based on the Taylors, but strange things happen with families that have shrinks at the head for some reason. Not always, but sometimes. But this, I mean, they're really, if you do like psychological suspense, boy, does this have it. And this family is really, really, really screwed up. And every twist and turn, you get another facet of how sort of messed up they are. A little bit of, not, you know, not literally, but a little of Psycho, that movie, and a little of The Shining, and a little of sort of the pacing that I do with the Alex Cross novel. So, you know,
do you know what it is about us that likes to read things like that? That likes to read that thrilling, the psychological suspense.
I think there are a lot of things. I think we like to solve puzzles and mysteries. That's always a piece of it. I think that in life, a lot of times we don't get the satisfaction we want. Things don't get solved the way we want them to get solved. You know, here's the Kennedy assassination, and they're still talking about whether. So we don't get the satisfaction we'd like to have. We don't get the straight answers, and usually with a novel, a suspense novel, it's going to get solved for you, which I think is satisfying. I think that a lot of people, or some people at least, are going through life and they're kind of numb and not necessarily feeling as much as they'd like to. And they read these books and they feel. And they feel, and they're awake, and they're alive, and they're feeling blood is pumping. And I think for some people, that's really a very positive thing in their lives. I think that you get to know a character, or even if this book is just for the, you know, the duration of the book, but you get involved with somebody for several hours, or in the case of a series like an Alex Cross, you know, year after year, you get to, and it's interesting, you know, somebody was, you know, football, you know, NFL was back last week.
Yep.
And they ran all these things with fans going, oh my God, they're dancing and singing, whatever. And somebody was talking about how a lot of my fans are that way. They get this great enthusiasm for reading and excitement about reading the next book, which is cool. I mean, it's a little crazy, but kind of good crazy when you find something that you're really passionate about and love to do. And you know, the thing about reading my books are no calories. You know, don't worry about putting weight on. Might even actually, suspect you probably take off a little bit unless you eat while you're reading, you know. So I think it's a lot of the thing. I think it's the adrenaline rush. I think it's closure. You get closure at the end of these books, which is nice. Which you just don't normally get it in life, or you don't get as much as you'd like to get it.
You know, two books.
You know, what happened with Jeffrey Epstein? You know, I wrote the Filthy Rich, which was a Netflix series, and
yep.
You know, we don't know what happened to him really. We don't know whether he killed himself or whether he got killed. You know. Which is irritating. You want to know. Jeffrey should have left a note. I did it. I did it to myself. Or, you know, somebody came into this thing and they killed me.
You know, one of the books that I read recently, well, not recently, when it came out, when it first came out, was your book about Aaron Hernandez, All-American Murder. And there's another one where he committed suicide and you didn't know what happened. And you told that story. You told that story. And it was.
I think it's pretty clear he did kill himself. That one.
Yes.
That one's pretty clear. Yeah.
But it's interesting.
That one's a little shakier.
Now, the other thing about your nonfiction, because the last book that I read by you was the House of Kennedy book, and that was really good stuff. And I thought to myself, oh, I don't know. Do I need to read another book about the Kennedys? And I did, and it was just terrific. You learn a lot.
Well, I think you do, and it's very, very, very fast-paced. And that's what I set out to do. I wanted to do it where it just – and you get a sense of the whole family – and it's fast-paced. I think I mentioned it's being developed for CBS All Access now. Barbara Hall, who was the showrunner for Madam Secretary, is writing the pilot now. So that's kind of exciting. And you know, for some people like you and I, you know, we kind of know or think we know the story, but there's a lot we don't know. But for a lot of people under 40, they don't know the story at all. And it's an amazing, I mean, when we were pitching the book to Hollywood, we said it's the American Crown, you know, Crown being that, you know, that series that with Queen Elizabeth and, you know, whatever. And the Kennedys are kind of our royal family, or certainly one of them. And their story is stunning. So I find that very exciting to sort of, I've just finished and will come out in December, The Last Days of John Lennon.
Oh,
another nonfiction.
Very cool.
And another, yeah, and it goes back and forth between he and Chapman. So part of it is kind of like the Versace thing. It goes back and forth between Chapman and Lennon. That's a piece. Then the biopic part of it, in terms of you know, the Beatles and on all the music and stuff like that. And you know, so that's a, you know, another sort of project that I was very passionate about.
Well, the brand new book, and it is just out, and it's really very, very cool. The Coast to Coast Murders, and it is by James Patterson with J.D. Barker. And it's always a great pleasure to speak to you. You do just a tremendous amount of work. I thank you for taking out the time to talk to us.
Oh, absolutely. And no, it's great.
Best of luck, as always.
The round tables meet, yeah.
Yes. Good stuff.
All right, we'll try to talk to you hopefully next year if I get invited.
I look forward to it. You're always invited.
Okay.
Jim, thank you
very much.
Be well.
Bye.
James Patterson's new book, The Coast to Coast Murders. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.